This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Winning the World Cup, is it a conversation you have with the teammates? Do you speak about maybe winning it? Is it something that doesn't crop up, or is it almost like a banned thing that you're not allowed to talk about it? What's the situation there?
No, I think the situation is that we're here now, and you know the challenge is to go and win the World Cup. But you know there's a lot of challenges to get there. There's a lot of ups and downs really in each football match to get there. But our main aim is to win the World Cup. I think. That's why everyone's here, to win the World Cup, and it'll be great for us. And yeah, we do have a lot of conversations about it because it's what we want, it's our end goal, but we've got to get to the end goal first.
Jordan, Chris McKenna from the Daily Star. Just the amount of the attacking talent in the squad is quite noticeable, especially when the manager can make the subs like he did on Monday. You obviously face these guys in training every day. And can you give us a bit of insight into how good they really are and how much of a benefit it is to have so many good players in that position?
Yeah, unbelievable. Each and every one of them, really. If we're doing shooting drills, attacking drills, you know, they're ruthless in front of goal. But as goalkeepers, sometimes you can't save them, but you're up against the best. So when you are saving them, you're feeling good about yourself. You know, you're getting a buzz from saving it. You know, your top strikers in the world, Harry Kane, Rashi, the wingers, they're all unbelievable in front of goal. So it's good to train with and get the best out of you, really.
Hi, Jordan. Jacob Steinberg from The Guardian. There's a lot of focus before the tournament on Harry Maguire. Probably answered a few critics on Monday with his performance, an assist, hand in the first goal. He's had great performances for England in the past, and you know you probably have a great relationship with him. What do you make of his level at the moment, and is there something about the environment here that allows him to bring out his best when he's playing for England?
Yeah, you know, he's done unbelievable, really good the other night with the first goal, like you said, the pass, then the assist for the set piece, and maybe could have got us a penalty early on with the VAR decision that went against us. So, but yeah, we've got a great relationship. I think majority of my caps now have been with Harry playing in front of me, and we work really well together, and I think our defensive record with Harry playing there is really good as well, and he's in a very good moment as well. So yeah, Harry's doing ledge, and that's really good to work with.
Hi, Jordan. Nizar from the Evening Standard. I just wanted to follow up on Harry. Sometimes he's the one who people pick out for negative criticism and stuff like that. Do you think sometimes that's unfair and that his sort of record with England deserves a bit more respect, you know, from outside?
Yeah, of course. I think he needs to be respected a lot more. But part of a footballer, you're going to get criticised. Everyone gets criticised in football. But Harry's mentally strong, takes it really well, and but yeah, I think it's a bit unfair. But his performances on the pitch show how good of a player he is and why he's got so many caps for England and captain of Man United.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jordan. just on Harry, is he okay? Was he involved in training today, Harry Maguire?
He's training today.
And you mentioned him playing in front of you. You've with England, you've had a three in front of you and two. Yeah. Can you just explain to us a little bit, from your perspective as a goalkeeper, how it differs and whether you prefer either?
Yeah, it's as a goalkeeper, it's just different slots, really. Defensive slots, who's in front of you. If there's a five, you've got more, probably a little bit more protection from the crossing positions, but more than a four. But it doesn't, as a goalkeeper, it doesn't really differ for me. You know, still defend the box, make saves when you're called upon.
Sorry, yeah, to these guys over there, that's the mic.
Jordan, Harry's happy to sit here, Harry Kane this time, is happy to sit here before a tournament and talk about winning the Golden Boot. Having come close in 2018 to the Golden Glove, and there not being one, otherwise you probably would have won it last summer.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable, do you want to win the Golden Glove, and do you need your teammates to help you a bit more to not let those late goals in?
For me, you know, I'm a team player, and hopefully putting in top performances for the lads, for the country, for the badge, and if that comes around to win the Golden Glove, then ideal. But me as a team player, we want to go all the way and win the tournament, and if that brings a Golden Glove with it as well, I'll be happy. But my main focus is on winning games and helping the teammates out.
Hi, Jordan. Mike McGrath from the Daily Telegraph. Have you looked back at footage of the penalty conceded and kind of gone through that, and whether you felt it actually was fair, and is that something now that you're looking at in terms of defending and holding?
Yeah, for me, I have not looked at it back yet, but I think it was meant to be a soft decision. So if we've got to address it as a squad, you know, defensively, and see what's happening in other games decision-wise, then we're going to have to take a bit more focus on it with a decision like that getting given.
Thanks, Mike. We'll finish with Andy Dunn.
Hi, Jordan. Just seeing as though you've given some fitness updates, I wonder if you could fill us in on James Maddison. Obviously, we didn't see much of him last week. And how is he? And how's his morale, considering he didn't appear to play much of a part in the squad last week?
Yeah, he's good. It's his birthday today, but I don't think I'm a physio, so.
Was he training today?
No, I don't. I think he was doing a bit of a program with the physios and the sports science staff. But yeah, his morale is brilliant. He's a great lad, Matters, and he's always full of energy as well. So he's good around the place. But yeah, I think he'll be looking to train soon.
Thanks, Jordan.
Cheers.
Okay, Ron, we'll finish it there. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Cheers.
Fun to go twice as hard as everyone else this time of year. That's why Dunkin' doesn't stop at just one signature holiday latte. So, they made two, both handcrafted with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. The holiday classic Peppermint Mocha features notes of mocha and cooling peppermint, while the toasted white chocolate is complete with creamy white chocolate flavor and cinnamon sugar dustings. They'll help you show the holidays a thing or two. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget?
Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.